Hi, this is Antonio Centeno with Real Men Real Style, and today we're going to be talking about leather conditioning, and in particular, we're going to be talking about the leather conditioner Leather Honey. Now, this first came on my radar about, maybe this was 4 or 5 months ago. I don't remember how I found this, but it just struck me because it was unlike any other leather conditioner I had seen out there on the market. And today I've got Sean McGowan. He's one of the family members over at Leather Honey because this is a family-based business, and they've been around since 1968. And Sean, I'm going to turn this right over to you. I've got a few questions for you, but really, if you could quickly tell us a little bit about yourself and the story behind Leather Honey.
Absolutely. Happy to do so, Antonio. My grandfather actually invented the product back in the late 1960s. And it was originally invented to treat leather shoe soles. And at that time, that was the only type of shoe sole. It was before the advent of the synthetic shoe sole. And so it was originally tested on their local mailman in Philadelphia, where it was invented. And the testing was so positive that the mailman's shoe sole that was treated with Leather Honey lasted 3 to 5 times as long as the untreated shoe sole. So it has its history in shoes. And it really didn't get going until about 20 years ago in the 80s when my father, who's a horse farmer, began marketing it to the equestrian industry. So people were using it mostly on harness and tack and things of that nature. And it quickly spread to where they were using on all their leather products. And at that time, it was sold as harness honey. And because actually the use of the product grew more rapidly on shoes and belts and couches and things outside of the equestrian industry, we changed the name to Leather Honey 2 years ago. And that's how it's been sold ever since. And so it's still a family business. My aunt and uncle manufacture the product in Philadelphia, and it's bottled and shipped out of our family warehouse, and my dad runs the operations in West Virginia where it's bottled and shipped.
That's a great story. Now, Sean, let me ask the basic question. Why do you need to even condition leather? And this can probably go back to that first test. I mean, why did it matter that the mailman was treating his leather soles with Leather Honey? At the time, obviously not called that, but I mean, what did it do, and why do you need to treat leather?
Absolutely. Well, if you think about it, leather is a natural substance. I mean, it's literally, you know, the skin of an animal. And just like you moisturize your skin because your skin gets dried out, that's exactly what happens to leather. And so over time, the two biggest things that damage leather are just being dry. So the air dries leather out, and also moisture. So if you get water on leather, what happens is when the water dries, it really removes a lot of the natural oils that are in skin and in leather. And so really leather needs something to rejuvenate those oils and to moisturize it. Really, that's what a leather conditioner does, is it moisturizes the leather and prevents it from drying out or becoming damaged by water in the future. And just to elaborate a little bit more, if you do condition your leather on a regular basis, it will last 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. I mean, it's truly one of the most remarkable substances on earth because it is so durable and can last so long. But likewise, if you don't condition it and you allow it to dry out, quickly become brittle and break up and disintegrate in, as few as a year or a little bit more.
Yeah, I know that from experience. Actually, I had a great pair of Chelsea boots I bought over in London, and they worked great for me in Austin, Texas, and I brought them up here to Wisconsin. And after one Wisconsin winter, I didn't condition them enough. And sure enough, they cracked on the sides, and I took them to a shoe expert over in Green Bay, and he just shook his head and told me, you know, unfortunately, they cracked all the way through. There's nothing he can really do for that. And you're exactly right. Just that little bit, if I had conditioned them a bit more, and actually perhaps if I had actually used leather honey, because so let's jump to what makes leather honey different. And the one thing I've noticed, just to jump on this question and to help out, is that I've noticed that it seems to last a lot longer than other leather conditioners. Is that the case, or?
Yeah, that is the case, and that's a great question, because there's a lot of leather conditioners on the market, and we believe ours is the best. And one of the reasons that we believe it's the best is because it is specially formulated to penetrate deeper into the leather's pores. And it, again, bring correlation back to, you know, skin, and that's what leather is. Leather is porous, and so a lot of conditioners simply stay on the surface of the leather and can make the leather look nice for a short period of time, but they're truly not conditioning the leather all the way through. And that's a really important point, is that when leather honey was originally formulated, it was made to be thicker. And so, and hence the name leather honey. I mean, it's called leather honey because it's thick like honey. It has the consistency of honey and clear like honey. And so when you put it on your leather, it's dense enough to penetrate down deep into the leather and condition the leather all the way through. And that was once it gets in the leather that deeply, it stays there. So you don't have to reapply as often. And that's really important. And the other thing that it does is it helps make the leather more flexible and pliable, if you'd like, because it really does get deep down into the leather as part of the. Some of the other things that are unique about leather honey are that it's non-toxic. So I know a lot of the other conditioners contain many harmful chemicals. And there are chemicals and substances that are in conditioners that, frankly, are bad for leather, like solvents and silicone. Leather needs to be able to breathe, again, going back to how porous it is. And so leather honey does not block up the pores of the leather. It makes it water-resistant, which is perfectly fine, but not waterproof. And that's a really important distinction, because anytime you waterproof your leather, then you're not allowing it to get air and oxygen either. And then the same thing that happens, to your boots is it gets dried out inside and will crumble and fall apart.
Now, can you tell me, it seems like it's based a bit differently. When I look at other conditioners, they seem to be thinner. They seem to have more water in them. And I know that it doesn't leave an oily residue with leather honey, but does it have a different type of base than other conditioners?
You know, a lot of people ask us all the time, what are the ingredients in leather honey? And Anthony, I know you're not going there because you know me too well, and I wouldn't disclose that. But it's an old family recipe, and it is thicker, and what we do tell our clients is that it's a non-toxic, all-natural blend of oils.
And so, yes, it
absolutely is thicker than other leather conditioners on the market. And because of that, it does require a little more elbow grease potentially to apply, particularly if you're looking at a large amount of leather. But that small investment ends up paying dividends, because you could treat something with leather honey and not have to treat it again for years. Meanwhile, with other conditioners, reapplication on a monthly basis.
So we know about that it started off being tested on the soles of a mailman's shoes, leather shoes there. But can you tell me, in the last couple years, since you've rebranded it as leather honey, and I see a lot of reviews out there on Amazon, all just high ratings. I mean, you guys have really got that cornered. But I haven't seen too many people talking about putting it on their shoes. In particular, men I just haven't seen anyone talking about this.
Yeah, you're right. And I think one thing, you know, and a little more background, I'm actually a banker. So I'm in a suit and tie and dress shoes every day. And I know in talking to my colleagues, you know, one thing that the reason that there's not a lot of reviews on shoes and men's shoes is because, frankly, not enough men condition their shoes. And whether that's because, you know, they're too busy or, you know, don't care enough to keep them around and just want to move on to the next style, I'm not sure. But I know I do, and I know that my shoes look a lot better than my peers because I do. You know, the bottom line is that Leather Honey works great on all types of leather. The one thing that I always caution people on is, like any conditioner, it can slightly darken the color of the leather. And so we're always upfront about that with our clients because we advise you to try it on a test piece, you know, potentially a discrete area to make sure that you're okay with any leather, any change in the color of the leather. But it is absolutely an integral part of maintaining and keeping a pair of leather shoes looking good for a long period of time. The other thing that we recommend is, you know, it's not going to shine the shoe. It's not going to create a polish, if you will. So we always recommend applying the Leather Honey before the polish and then allowing it to completely dry before applying that polish on top of the Leather Honey.
No, that makes perfect sense. And in fact, I've put together a video which I haven't released out to the general public. It was more for the guys in my style boot camp. But I showed them how to break down and clean a shoe with saddle soap, and then to actually use a conditioner like Leather Honey after you've used the soap to then go in and condition it, let it sit for a while, and then go in and polish. Now, that was how I talked about it, but do you guys have a recommended path that people follow whenever they apply Leather Honey? Of course, they should clean the shoe and remove any debris, but is it something they should strip off the old polish before putting it to make sure that the Leather Honey penetrates?
Yeah, I mean, your video sounds like it's pretty spot on. What you want to do first of all is clean the leather. And if you think about it, you know, anything that is going to inhibit the conditioner's ability to penetrate into the leather, you want to get out of it. So whether that's dirt, whether that's polish, you know, anything that's going to be blocking the leather's pores, you want to remove. And it's not going to be bad for the leather if you don't remove the polish. It's just not, the conditioner's just not going to be as effective as it would if you removed it. The other thing that's really important is to make sure that you allow the leather to dry completely before applying Leather Honey. Because if you think about it, if there's moisture on the leather and in the leather's pores, then it's not going to allow the Leather Honey to penetrate. And again, that's what's really important in the conditioning process.
How long should you leave Leather Honey on the shoe for it to penetrate, and how thick should you put the Leather Honey on the shoe?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. What we recommend as far as application goes is to use either a paintbrush or a lint-free cloth to apply. And depending on how dry the leather is and how in need of conditioner the leather could be, really dictates how much Leather Honey to put on. You know, I always say you're better off putting on too much and then, you know, give it plenty of time to be absorbed. So we really recommend overnight if possible. Allow the Leather Honey to sit on the leather overnight. Most of it will be absorbed into the leather. Whatever's not absorbed, just wipe off with a, and it won't leave any residue on the leather. so it won't leave it sticky or oily on the surface. And then if the leather looks like it absorbed all the leather honey, you can go ahead and apply again, because you probably want to apply and condition it as much as you can before you end up polishing it, because then if you have to condition it again, you're going to want to remove the polish. So don't hesitate to condition and recondition a few times. As long as the leather is drinking up the leather honey and absorbing the leather honey, then it needs it. And just continue to apply until it's not anymore. The worst thing that you can happen from over-application is that the pores of the leather become full and won't apply anymore, and then you may have some residue on the leather that you'll need to wipe off a few times over a few days.
No, that's a much better problem than having it dry and end up cracking. Although I would think that if you're the kind of person that you are applying this, you're looking out for it. Now, does a new pair of shoes, let's say we've just picked up a great pair of Allen Edmonds or a really nice pair of Lucchese Western boots, and we've just brought these home, do we need to be conditioning these at this point, or is it something we can wait a few months?
Well, you know, I always recommend conditioning right away. First of all, you want to protect them. And by conditioning the leather, you're not only protecting them from drying and cracking out, but you're also protecting them from water damage. Because kind of going back to what I mentioned earlier about leather honey making the leather water resistant, if there's leather honey in the leather and they're conditioned with a conditioner like leather honey, then water can't penetrate into the leather's pores. So you're really protecting it from water damage as well. The other thing that you protect it from is wrinkling and cracking. Again, the drier the leather is, the more susceptible it is to getting those wrinkles and cracks in the leather that can be unsightly. And again, if it's conditioned and soft and moisturized, then it's going to be more flexible and supple. And really, it's going to feel better on your feet, too. I mean, that's an important point as well. Is for new shoes, a lot of times, they can be uncomfortable and take some time to break in, but with the right application of leather honey, they'll feel comfortable and like a shoe you've had for years, literally overnight with leather honey.
Now, what about exotic leathers or leathers that, that you don't come across every day?
Sure. We actually have had great success with our customers using leather honey on all types of animal skin, lamb skin, crocodile, alligator, snake. It really doesn't matter. We are literally receiving emails on a weekly, if not daily, basis from customers that are using on different types of animal skin with great success. The only couple caveats there, again, I'll remind people that it can slightly darken the leather. So the leather shade, like lambskin, tends to be very light. You just want to be real careful about applying it to make sure you're okay with the color change. And if you think about it, dry leather is going to be lighter. So anytime you add a moisturizing substance to it, the leather is going to become a little bit darker. And that'll lighten up again over time. Also, with your reptile skins, because of the type of skin, it's not going to be able to absorb as much leather honey, because those types of skins have protectants on them quite a bit, and so you won't need as much leather honey to apply to those types of animal skins.
Have you ever had anyone try this on suede?
That's a big no-no.
Got it.
So leather honey did not work on suede. And the other thing that unfortunately we experience is people that think they have a leather product and really don't. And if it's not leather, or if it's if it's a leather that's totally sealed, just think about it. The leather honey's not going to have anywhere to go, so it's just going to sit on the surface and not be absorbed, which isn't fun.
Well, Sean, those are my questions. I thank you for going into the great detail on those. Was there anything I missed or anything you wanted to add?
I guess the only other thing I would add is how proud we are that the business is still a family business and it's still manufactured here in the good old USA. And we really take our product and our customer satisfaction highly, and we offer 100% money back guarantee. And so if you're not happy with the product, just send it back. I mean, luckily, I think we've gotten 3 of those since we started selling the product. But our customers are our best salespeople. The reviews on Amazon, I think, speak for themselves. And we're just delighted to have this opportunity to talk to you about our product that we believe in very strongly.
Well, great. Well, Sean, thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely, Antonio. My pleasure. Talk to you soon.